to Revelation chapter 9. Revelation chapter 9. We've been reading through this chapter. We're going to be finishing it today, starting at verse 13 and going to the end. If you're using a Bible provided for you, this is page 1478. People of God, hear the word of the Lord. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. And I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions. And out of their mouths issued fire, and smoke, and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth, and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. A reminder that we are in the 600s. We saw in the fifth trumpet the rise of Antichrist as he who is Bishop of Rome and was just a servant of the Lord has fallen from heaven and has now said that he is universal bishop. He is the one who rules in the place of Christ. He is Antichrist. And that happened with this pouring out of judgment upon the Christian empire, the Christian land. We have here in this sixth trumpet another pouring out of judgment. And from the description of these beasts that go out from the river Euphrates, we have something very particular. This is what the prophets use. They use this symbolical language. And we know that the language here speaks about a certain type of false religion. And so, from the last trumpet, we were able to see a great beast called locust, but it looked nothing like a locust. Some of our kids, they drew pictures of this last week, and it looks nothing like a locust, but it's called a locust, because locust means something. Well, I encourage you to draw a picture of this beast that goes out here from the river Euphrates. You'll find that it looks nothing like anything you can ever imagine, because each one of its parts has meaning. It has this beast that is like horsemen, because this is something which is used for war. We sing about this in the Psalms, that horse means war. This false religion is going to be a great war-like religion. And we have here, it's going to conquer a third of the Christian church. Where did this happen in history? It happened when the Saracens, it happened when the Turks, it happened when Islam rose up from Muhammad in the 600s and by the 700s became militant and came and took over literally. This literally happened. A third of the then Roman Christian Empire was conquered. All of North Africa, all of the Middle East, and started to push into Turkey. They didn't do that until later. And eventually were able to take over Constantinople, okay, which you can read about in history. A third of all the church destroyed by something which is described as having a face of a lion because it devoured. And had out of this mouth brimstone and other things which describe the destruction that happens. What does a lion do? It tears apart. What did this army do of Islam? It tore apart bodies as well as soul. But how did it do the soul? Well, the tail. You saw the tail. There was a tail on the last trumpet, but this tail had not just a stinging, but three heads. Very unnatural, but something the prophets have used in the Old Testament to teach us about the deception. It's a serpent tail. It's a serpent. It's deceiving. That's what false religion does. It deceives the masses. And that's what Islam has done throughout history. But yet, it has three heads showing its multiple taking of venom on those who follow after this false religion. This is a prophecy of the spreading of the false religion of Islam. But it would not last forever. And it was given for a purpose to afflict the church. Why? Because the church was in, look at verse 20, it was in worshiping of devils. The church had idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and wood. And that idolatry continues this day in the church of the Roman papacy. And this is what an attempt of purification, which did not obtain. When the third of the church was gone under Islam, there should have been national repentances. The Bishop of Rome stepping down and saying, I'm no greater than any other bishop. I'm not a universal bishop. But instead, they did not repent. But they continued in their fornication, in their thefts, in their murders. And history tells that tale all the well. We're going to respond to this reading of Revelation chapter 9 with 80, Psalm 80b. This is in the red Psalter again. We won't get to the blue until after the sermon. And this is the red Psalter. You'll see 80b.